This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
We have on the line one woman show. Like, I mean, say, how hard would that be standing on stage? You're like no one else there to support you. You're like, and all of a sudden, imagine forgetting your lines. Oh, I should maybe put pressure on her. Isabella Yenna, hello.
Hello.
What are you doing to yourself? How much pressure are you putting on yourself?
I've been asking myself that question for months now.
So, Isabella, Bella, do you like Bella or Isabella?
Yeah, Bella's great.
Bella, okay, Bella. Well, let's talk about you before we get into this play, which sounds fantastic. Give us a background on who you are. Where did it all start for you?
Yeah, well, I'm based in Melbourne, performer in Melbourne.
Yep.
And I don't know, I suppose back in high school, I didn't know acting was really a job that I could do. I sort of learnt about acting as a profession through theatre and education or shows that came to our school or that our school took us to, and sort of fell in love with it there and studied drama and pursued it and followed it, studied at the VCA after high school and just kept following through and have done shows and been working since, luckily and thankfully.
Yeah, because it's a tough world being an actor, isn't it? You know, like it can be very up and down, but the way you're speaking, that you've done reasonably okay with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit of the way they describe it is it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yep.
And it is up and down, a bit of a roller coaster. I mean, COVID didn't make any of that easier. And I think a lot of people in the arts, it's been a tough time, but like always, I think everyone's very resilient.
Yep.
And when you're passionate about something like that, and the people, you know, everyone that I'm working with at the moment is, you find a way.
Yeah, of course. Now, was this show supposed to have been on, this play supposed to have been on last year?
Originally, yeah, but thank you, COVID.
Yeah. Bloody COVID.
I know. How many times are we going to say that?
Yeah, exactly. So what's this play called?
This guy is called Kerosene.
Yep.
It was written by Benjamin Nichol in ISO. So
yep.
It's just one of his babies coming out of ISO, and it's on at Theatre Works. We open this Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
It's an intimate one-woman show, sort of exploring the limitations of friendship, of love, the sacrifices we make for love and for friendship, and how they endure and last time.
Right. And when were you approached to do this? Obviously, it was last year. How did you feel about the subject matter? It sounds like great a script. Were you excited by this?
Absolutely. I think I was excited but also a little bit scared, which is something I always feel like is a good sign. And I think, I know Ben personally is one of my great friends, and I've worked with him before.
Oh,
and
okay.
There was trust there as well. We have sort of tackled this together in the creation of it. Ben obviously wrote it and I'm performing it, but we've had many discussions together. We've explored it. We've done research together. And so it felt like a very safe way to approach the subject and explore that.
Yep. And it must be good when you actually work with somebody. He's written and directing it. Is that right?
Yeah. So we're both definitely wrote it.
Yeah. And so what's it like when you know the person, you obviously trust them, and do you you must have lots of discussions, especially considering it's just you on stage, about, well, how shall I approach this? Why do that? Why have you written this? Where all those conversations come to play?
Absolutely. And that was, I think, been one of the benefits in this process, of because we do know each other personally, it's sometimes easier to ask what does this mean? Why is this here? And vice versa, to Ben, for Ben to say, why are you doing that? Why are you standing there? Or that was good, do that again, and sort of have that rapport already.
Yeah. Yeah, and what's it like, you know, like being on stage? Have you done a one-person show before by yourself?
I haven't, and I think I'm going to have to take a long break after this one. I'm not sure. Yeah, it's quite challenging. It is. All those things you said at the beginning are exactly what I've been thinking about. What happens if I forget a line? What do I do? Where do I stand?
Yeah.
But that's just part of it.
But isn't it also, you know, like, and this is the wonderful thing about an actor, you get your mind into a space, don't you? And you're like, you're acting that part, you're playing that role. So therefore, it must flow fairly, you know, am I right there? Or is that how it goes?
Yeah, absolutely. It does get to a point, I mean, more so now because we're coming into very close to opening where it's finding its flow, it's feeling like one cohesive conversation and... really settling into the character, and it doesn't feel as foreign or as far away anymore.
Yep.
Which is such a relief, and it's sort of finding its feet and sitting and grounding itself more and more.
Yeah, a question. I don't know if this is too early to ask you because you might need an audience. But is there something in this play that you've gone that you can take away from it and go, wow, you know, like that was a really good lesson to have learnt? Or do you think you need an audience before you can make that statement?
Oh, I think I've learnt heaps from the character Millie personally, and I hope the audience gets it too. I mean, there's some wonderful lessons about friendship and about love and what we value and what we sacrifice for other people and how compromising that can and can't be. It kind of makes you think about your own relationships and friendships and what you're putting into them and getting out and all of those, you know, juicy conversations.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, it sounds like a fantastic play. And as you said, it starts this week. It starts on the 20th, which is Wednesday. It's Wednesday. Do you get nervous? Do you get nervous before opening night?
Oh, absolutely. I haven't slept for days.
Oh, really? Already? Before? But you've got to look fresh, or maybe you don't have to look fresh in this play. We don't know that yet until we see it. Yeah. Okay, so what's it called again?
It's called Kerosene. It's on at Theatre Works.
Right, which is in Ackland Street at St Kilda. I live around the corner, so I'll see you on one of the nights. And isn't it fantastic how good Theatre Works is, because they love putting on an edgy play and they love experimental theatre, and they're always looking for something a little bit different, aren't they?
Yeah, it is. It's such a hub for artists in Melbourne to be able to go there and put on their shows and attract an audience of all sorts there, and particularly now after COVID, it's going to be more important than ever, I think.
Absolutely, absolutely. So if you want to see Bella in this play, one woman show, no pressure, but let's make her, you know, squirm a little bit more. It's called Kerosene. It opens on the 20th and runs to the 31st. That's a fairly long season, Bella, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, 2 weeks. But I think it's going to be a perfect sweet spot amount of time for what we're showing.
Yeah. Hey, do you ever get, at the end of a play and you think, oh, I wish I could take it further? Have you travelled with a play before?
Yeah, I have. I've been on tours before, and you sort of, you do get the joy of doing it in one place or one town, and they receive it a certain way, and then you move on and it's sort of a different play in a different place.
Yeah.
We have spoken about the potential for a tour and what that would look like and what that would mean. And I suppose that's a conversation we'll keep having throughout the season and afterwards.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, it starts this Wednesday, the 20th of January, down on Ackland Street in St Kilda, Theatre Works, the wonderful Theatre Works. It's called Kerosene. Go and check Bella out as she does her first ever one-woman show. thanks for chatting with us today, and chookers for Wednesday night. Okay.
Thank you so much.
See you later, Bella.
Cheers.
How lovely and what a challenge. Yala, so go and support local theatre, written and directed here in Melbourne, and starring Bella, as we just discussed as well. And What Theatre Works does is absolutely brilliant. I love that theatre. As I said, it's around the corner from where I live, which makes life very easy for me. You're on Joy.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.